all have a role in making peace. And that's what you need to say peacefully, standing in front of your embassy, asking for end to the military violence in East Papua. So I'd just like to acknowledge first the citizens who come today in support of this project. We are small, but we represent many. But all over the world, in London, in Canberra, in Melbourne, in Jakarta, and in West Papua, so people are protesting against what has been one of the worst episodes of military violence in the history of this bitter and dreadful occupation of this country. So the human rights abuses have reached a new level of high, and what we need to do is be seen and heard saying that's not acceptable. So we're saying that to our government. But we're also saying to the Indonesian consul, who we met with, we understand the role that Indonesia wants to play. We understand and respect your country, but we will not stop challenging you until you stop the military violence in West Papua. So I'd just like to read a letter out that I'm going to give to the consul, and anyone else might like to speak, but I'd like to acknowledge the peace movement Aotearoa. I'd like to acknowledge the individuals and citizens here today. I'd like to acknowledge the Mana Party. I'd like to acknowledge the campus activists for West Papua in representing the people that you know care about this issue and bringing it to the embassy. Unfortunately, we don't have a band. The people in Melbourne had a band, the Tabula people, and they were able to dance in the street with their song of Red Cup, which is the song of freedom. But band or not, we represent a very, very powerful global network of people in solidarity with what's happened in West Papua. Because as you know, Marco Tabuni was assassinated in the street. The two brothers in Timika were shot on Friday, were killed on Friday, near the Freeport mine. Wamana was attacked and houses were burned and people were killed by the military. We can't even establish how many, because there is no international media that has the freedom of access to West Papua to tell the true story to the world. And it's very difficult to get our media to take an interest in this issue as well. There is no international Red Cross allowed into West Papua, despite the ongoing violence, despite the military being out of control. And everybody knows, including our government and the Indonesian government, that the military in West Papua are out of control, and that the government is colluding with that and allowing continued human rights abuses in West Papua so that they can keep control of the territory. And the first step is peace. And what we're calling on is a dialogue for peace. So I'll just read the letter. I wonder if someone can hold the... to hold that in. To the Indonesian Consul, dear sir, I'm writing to express the extreme concern of the Green Party about the events of recent days in West Papua. The military abuses that have taken place, including the summary execution of Marco Tabuni, the military rampage of Wamana, and the shooting of two people at Timika on Monday, are not the acts of random individual violence. Clearly the military is targeting West Papuan activists and community leaders as targets of their human rights abuses and violence, as well as communities as a whole. The culture of human rights abuses and violence will only stop when the Indonesian government withdraws the military from West Papua and commits to an ongoing peace dialogue with West Papuan community and church leaders in a context of non-violence by the military. I urge you to call upon President Yudhoyono to immediately initiate the dialogue, and I'm calling on my own government to support this peace dialogue in every way possible. I look forward to your reply on this issue, as well as a reply on the issues I raised when we met recently. We are still very interested in the reasons for the banning of the International Red Cross from West Papua, and the suggestion that a New Zealand journalist be allowed an open visit to West Papua to report on the situation. I very much appreciated your visit and respect your willingness to dialogue. However, the tragic events in the last week require a fast and just response. Indonesia must protect its own reputation, as well as stop allowing the military to attack citizens of West Papua immediately. And I look forward to your urgent response to this letter. Yours sincerely, the Green Party. The other thing I want to say is that this week we found out, or actually late last week,
that the New Zealand government was training a kaupapa's officer and trained the manuka. And if you know what kaupapas have done, they have been implicated in East Timor, they've been implicated in Aceh, they have been implicated in human rights abuses in West Papua for a number of years. They are the security who are out of control. They are part of the human rights and torture legacy that we should have nothing to do with. It is shocking and shameful to us that New Zealand government would actually allow someone to come here from the Special Forces to be part of our officer training. What is the intention? And when I challenged them, they said it was too sensitive to talk about. The defenders refused to explain what propensities are doing. So we said to the Indonesian Council, you have a unique role. You have a responsibility to work for human rights and justice in the region. And you need to work with our government for a peace dialogue community in West Papua. The Jayapura 5 got 3.5 years prison for talking about self-determination and sovereignty issues. On October last year, when they held a peaceful congress, they were attacked and the leaders were jailed for 3.5 years. Philip Kama was given 15 years prison for raising the Morning Star flag, which we hold here today. 15 years for raising a flag. In this country, we raise the flag we want to raise. Our tangata whenua, their flag flies. It flies everywhere in this country, as it should, because they are the tangata whenua. Our Indigenous people will never, ever give up their struggle, and neither will the people. You cannot turn them into Indonesians. They are who they are in their own country, and the Morning Star flag stands for them. So there is much work to be done, but we believe that a peace dialogue is the first step, and that peace is the agenda. Peace will always work better for. And if you want a serious end to your smooching of your international reputation as a country committed to human rights abuses, you have to start talking with peace now. Now, we know that the President met with the church leaders from West Papua last year and started a process. But it's no good to stop and start. We need his commitment to a permanent process for peace. And we know that you are not used to the idea that New Zealand citizens should challenge you. But we are not alone. All over the world, people will continue to challenge you that these specific nations, including West Papua, have a right to self-determination. So we look forward to the Council's reply. I hope someone will come out and collect the letter. And now I'd like to offer an opportunity to anyone who would like to speak about the issue. How about you, Liz?
Thank you very much, Hector, for that very impassioned and inspiring speech. I'm Liz, and I'm here as a representative for West Papua One Collective on Campus, a Victoria-based solidarity group that supports West Papua, the West Papua struggle for Indigenous. It's really, really great to see a small but committed group here. It's important for us to recognise that although there are tons of us here, this is an issue that's growing and growing in international knowledge and popularity, and that we are international for good that is continuing to spread.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'd like to hand over to the leaders from the movement of Aotearoa. I'd like to open up the microphone.
My experience with the issues around New Zealand's relationship with Indonesia, so back in the region, military training here at the moment, they're very sensitive about. They're also very sensitive when they were training Indonesian pilots in New Zealand with our fighter airplanes at the time, the ones that were ended up, the Skyhawks, and we ended up mothballing and selling off to museums. But Indonesia was also using them, and using them in attacks in some of the areas that they were exercising undue coercion over. And New Zealand again was involved with training their pilots in that. So we've got a real big issue in terms of trade and our mix-up with looking after the military of countries that we're trading with. And you can go right back to looking at milk powder, Fonterra. I'll be in the House today on the new DERA bill that's going to be looking at how we probably look after that cooperative that's so important to the New Zealand economy. But it should not be seen as that important that we are involved with human rights abuses in other parts of the world. So the sooner that we dislocate our trade from supporting issues that involve humanitarian issues and human rights issues, the better. So I'm looking forward to supporting a cooperative in terms of looking after the New Zealand farmer, but in the back of my mind always will be that the trade aspect, that Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, the Cabinet and others need to look at, be very introspective about how they are looking at those issues between trade, as I say, and humanitarian issues. So I appreciate those people that are putting in so much effort for the West Papuans here, and I'm hoping that we're able to lift this up into more of a media spotlight to realise just what those connections are with New Zealand, and do our best for New Zealand to correct it. Thank you.
I think we'll have a little chant, so I'm just going to chant West Papua's Red Card, which means better. So, okay, so we'll just do a noise. West Papua, Marika! West Papua, Marika! West Papua, Marika! And if they want us to have a good relationship with them, then they need to support our brothers and sisters in West Papua. They need to recognise that this Pacific nation is suffering from military abuse. They need to recognise that killing, locking up, people for raising a flag, all of those human rights abuses, the tortures that we've tabled in Parliament, the photographs of torture, the attacks on villages by the military, the burning of homes, the absolute consistent abuse of citizens is a failed policy. And that the only policy that's going to work is to make peace. Peace is the only solution, and peaceful dialogue. Now, we would be happy as a country. We've done good work in Bougainville and East Timor, helping to work for peace in the region. New Zealand could play a constructive role working with the Indonesian government to have a peace dialogue with West Papua leadership. But the first thing that has got to happen is the killing has to stop. The torture has to stop. The detaining without charge has to stop. And the destruction of people's lives, of conversations about their self-determination and freedom has to stop. It is time, over time, it's been time for 30 years that this